This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Well, no CDOT today, Rob. He is, quote, on assignment, so to speak. Jay Binkley, Rob Brinton, The Drive. So plenty of Kansas City Royals talk, plenty of Kansas City Chiefs talk coming your direction on this hot July day. Hope everybody had a good 4th of July. Seriously, that was fun. A lot of people took Thursday off, Friday off, Saturday off, Sunday. We did here at the station, Rob. I mean, it's been since, what, Wednesday that you guys were coming. It was a nice 4-day holiday. Did you have a good 4th of July, Rob? Forgot to ask you.
I did. Spent some time at the pool, played a little golf, you know. Some
so you say little golf. Does that mean
one
a
round?
Lot of golf?
Just one round.
Oh, one round.
One round. It was a little hot to be out there more than one time. But yeah, I had a very nice 4th of July weekend. Did you do anything fun?
You know what? Not a lot. Not a ton. Not like it used to be, you know, with the million fireworks, those kind of things. Did I watch a lot of baseball? Yeah. Ended up watching a lot. Not just the Royals. I watched a lot of Major League Baseball. And, you know, I'm getting excited because we got NFL football at the end of the month, you know. It was starting to prepare myself for the season.
Knowing you, you probably watched Joey Chestnut.
You know what? That's the thing, Rob. Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, am I glad that he's back? I didn't know how big to make this thing, because you guys know what he means to me. You guys know what Joey Chestnut means to me. And I think he's starting to grow on a lot of people, because Joey Chestnut really signifies the 4th of July. And the fact that he wasn't in the hot dog eating contest last year, it sucked. It was like an abyss. Something was missing without the great Joey Chestnut winning his 17th Mustard Belt this year. But that was fun, man. I'm sorry. But the hot dog eating contest, whether you like it, whether you think it's disgusting, because I know a lot of people do, I don't. It's become a big part of a tradition. It's America, fireworks, you name it, Joey Chestnut eating those hot dogs. I happen to love it. But I've seen more and more people really start to like it. And don't forget, back in the day when I was doing the day shift with Henry, we had old Joey come in here in two studios. So Joey's actually come and visited us live, and that was a great thing to have him doing it. But hope everybody had a good 4th of July. I can't believe it's already July 7th. I'm just looking down here. What, 2 weeks away from Chiefs camp, the 22nd? 2 weeks. Like, it's 2 weeks, and then it's go time for the Kansas City Chiefs. That is hard to believe. This is what happens when you play in February every year in the Super Bowl. That all of a sudden just hit you. I mean, OTAs are well done. The mandatory mini camp's well done. It's sitting. Hopefully nobody gets in trouble. You show up to training camp, do the deal. Revenge tour begins the minute those pads come on in St. Joe. Chiefs are doing a little bit different this year, because in previous years, the quarterbacks and rookies would show up a couple days before. Andy Reid kind of clarified that at the end of mini camp, that it's everybody together. Because it's always been that way. At least, Robinson, it's only been that way since you've been here. Because it's always been that way I've been here. Where the rookies and quarterbacks show up early. You know, they make a big deal. Andy Reid talks at the dorm. The guys bringing their microwaves or TVs or whatever they have it. But no, it's everybody going together. And, of course, it takes about 3 days before teams put on the pads and get going in earnest. But, yes, the Hall of Fame game, the final day of this month, July 31st, will be that. The Big 12 has already put out the preseason All-Big 12 team. Don't know if you saw that earlier, but, of course, Big 12 Media Day is about to start. Starting tomorrow, SEC Media Days come up July 14th. That's when you start seeing these lists because everybody's there. They get the whole media down there that covers these teams. Boom, they put up these lists, and you have that. I'll be honest with you, when I saw the Big 12 preseason, you know, Big 12 team, does it really matter? No, it doesn't matter at all in the grand scheme of things. It's how you finish, not how you start. But just seeing that it's out there, that was like, it was like a rite of passage point, so to speak, Rob. Rite of passage. Just like at the beginning of June, I went on about the football magazines, preview magazines, because that's, and I know you can get them online, you can get them on your phone or whatever, but I like having that nice hard copy of that. The All-Star game, clearly, I waited around. You knew Bobby Witt was going to be an All-Star, right? This wasn't even in the back of your mind. He was 100% going to be an All-Star. So was there any surprise for you? There wasn't for me. None. You knew he's going to get there.
In was not a surprise. The way in which he got in was the surprise to me, because I thought he would be a coach's pick or maybe a pick by his peers, or but the fact that whatever they're calling it, the commissioner, the MLB list, whatever little cutesy name they gave this thing, he needed the third wave of help to get in. That part was surprising to me.
So Jeremy Peña, the shortstop for the Astros, is having a great year, by the way. He's hitting over 300. His power number's right there with Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby Witt's actually got more home runs by like one. He, of course, has more stolen bases. Bobby Witt Jr. is, what, fourth in Major League Baseball in stolen bases. He's number one in doubles. He's got 30 doubles. The nearest to him in Major League Baseball is 25. So we knew Bobby'd get there, but I am surprised, like Rob. We knew the – so he didn't get the vote. We already knew that. That's what came out. And you go the rookie in Oakland. That's going to be your starter at shortstop. You're thinking, oh, Bobby's going to get in with the players. Well, maybe the players and managers that voted on this, obviously it's a big sign of respect when your peers vote for you to be in the All-Star game. Maybe they assumed that when the commissioner got a hold of it, he was going to throw it in there. But the reason they do kind of breaking the votes in the thirds with the fans vote, the players and managers, and the commissioner, basically they do that so that nobody really gets left out, that also they determine who doesn't have a representative. So that's why a lot of times those guys are thrown in there by the commissioners, like Clayton Kershaw got like kind of like the, what do they call it, Rob? The
legacy
pick where Kershaw got in, which, by the way, I'm 100% fine with that. I don't know if you saw the 3,000 Ks for Clayton Kershaw the other night, but it was fun to watch. But anyway, Bobby gets in with that. Well, Chris Bubich got in as well, and Chris Bubich deserves to be an All-Star. There's no question in my mind, Chris Bubich, to me, and I know Noah Cameron's had a great year, and he's been a huge surprise for this team. I mean, I love this dude and what he does, man. I love having him in the rotation, love the potential. But Chris Bubich, to me, was the Royals' kind of biggest surprise for what you thought you had and what you actually got. Like, that's an elite-level player the way he's performing, and he deserves it. Now every starter in the Royals' rotation actually has been to the All-Star game now or gotten the All-Star nod with Chris Bubich getting that. So that's cool. But he was a commissioner's pick to the All-Star game. And they deserved it because you look at this pitching staff as a team, the ERA, fourth in all of Major League Baseball. Still, I mean, this is the way they were, you know, trending in April and May. And, you know, we're sitting here on July 7th. They're still fourth in Major League Baseball. Third in the American League. All, I mean, when you put the starters, relievers together, third in the American League, fourth in baseball. Just the starters, just taking the starters out of it. Fifth in all of Major League Baseball, third in the American League, and then just use the relievers, sixth in all of Major League Baseball, fourth in the American League. So, hey, that part of this team is elite. It's what you thought it was going to be. I mean, keep this in mind, that number two and number four in the AL Cy Young voting last year, you've gotten, it was Lugo and Reagans, and obviously Reagans has been hurt. Lugo's had his issues as well, but he's been really hot as of late. But those aren't the guys you've been counting on for this team. That shows you how deep they are, the number two and four in the Cy Young. you know, and this pitching staff's as good as they were last year, it's because guys like Chris Bubich. Guys, you know, at the back end of your rotation, you're thinking, all right, this team's only going to be as good as Bubich and Lorenzen and what they can do. But Bubich has stood up. And when they had their players-only meeting a couple weeks ago here at Kauffman Stadium, is that Oakland series. They had the players-only meeting, and you know, you heard about all the players talking and the hitters. And, yeah, it's great. Salvador Perez would talk, or Bobby Witt Jr. They're the team leaders. That's great. I was sitting here going, did the pitchers talk? Because the pitchers are the ones carrying the stick for this team. This team would have five or six more wins, hell, some of the time, if they just scored four runs. Like, this pitching staff is why this team even has a chance still to make it the postseason. They deserved an all-star from this pitching staff more than anywhere else because of how damn good this pitching staff is. So, yes, I'm glad Chris Bubich is going to the all-star game because this is what's carried the Royals. And when a player's only meeting and all that, yeah, I want to hear from Waka, Seth Lugo, those type of guys. They've seen it all, done it all. This is the elite part of this team. And the lack of respect some of the Royals are getting, like Bobby Witt Jr., and I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. And I know that Cody and Gold are doing the Wittizens. They were walking around with these wigs and crowns on. Very nice. You see that, Rob? They really bought into this, and they're doing it. The Wittizens is really cool, what Cody and Gold are doing. And he needs that run. I don't know why. Is it maybe his interview style? Is it, which is fine with me. I mean, he's just to the point. He's a ball player. I mean, that is a major league player. There's a reason why he's starting for Team USA at shortstop. He's a ball player, and there's not a single major league team that wouldn't want Bobby Witt Jr. on their team. I think he's often forgot about a lot. You had all the, you know, Jack Caglione, everybody talking about Jack coming up, and let's not forget how good Bobby Witt Jr. is. Bobby Witt Jr. finished second in the AL MVP. Bobby Witt Jr. is probably going to be the closest thing we've seen since George Brett with the Kansas City Royals. And I know Sal Perez here and all that, but Bobby Witt Jr. is a special player. And the fact that it came to a commissioner's list to put him on the All-Star team, I'm sitting here going, all right, is it because I can't say national ads either. I can't say that because Oakland A's wouldn't have a starter in front of Bobby Witt Jr., would they, Rob? I mean, they wouldn't have that at all either. So I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is. Is it why is Bobby Witt Jr. not getting the run that he so honestly deserves in Major League Baseball? Because he had a slump there for a while. I mean, what is it? Why? I just don't get it.
I would point to name recognition, but I feel like after Bobby was in the playoffs last year, Bobby put on a show at the All-Star Game Home Run Derby last year, and Bobby was runner-up to MVP, you'd think the name recognition problems would dissipate. But if you had to point to one thing, and you asked me to point to one thing why Bobby didn't catch the respect, I think it's name recognition, which is just sad. It's sad for Kansas City.
I mean,
it's sad
Jacob
for Bobby.
Wilson, I get it, he's good, yeah, but who the hell knows who he is?
His dad was a former ball player who was a pretty good player in Pittsburgh in his own right. And he's, you know, was once a top prospect, so prospect hounds know his name. I don't have an exact reason, but if you're asking me, I would say it's because he's a Royal and he doesn't have the household brand name recognition yet. That Jerry Peña is not the world's best shortstop, excuse me, but he's on Houston. So, like, there's a little bit of, oh, he's an Astro. I can't point to one singular reason, but if you had to guess, I would say it's because of lack of name recognition.
I guess that, you know, his dad was a major league player. You know what I'm saying? It's not like Bobby Witt doesn't have that genes with Major League Baseball. You finish number two in the Cy Young. You're starting for Team USA as shortstop. He was the number one prospect there for a while in the minor leagues before he jumped up here. Bobby Witt Jr. is an incredible story. And yeah, I just, you know, the fact the players and managers, I mean, what do you guys want, man? You want power? You want speed? He's got it. He finished his second last year in the Home Run Derby, which that was insane. I mean, very easily could have won it. Very easily could have won the Home Run Derby. And maybe just had he won that, it sparks you kind of in people's eyes and not a Jacob Wilson who's sitting there playing for what, Sacramento A's at this point. Not taking anything away from Jacob. Not taking anything away. His average is better than Bobby's. But the rest of the numbers aren't. When you go war and things like that that baseball does, Bobby Witt Jr. is better. Again, Bobby Witt Jr. leads Major League Baseball in doubles. And when he gets on the base pass, the guy's a terror. But anyway, that's the biggest surprise. Yeah, I'm glad they're going. I'm glad Bobby's going. Glad Chris Bubich is going. That's great. really, really glad Chris Bubich is going, because this pitching staff needs an all-star. You're not this good without having, quote, that all-star. So I'm glad that happened. But I just feel like at some point, Bobby kind of gets lack of respect. Kind of the same thing I see with Mahomes sometimes. Three Super Bowl MVPs. And I think everybody's talking about Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, you name it. But I'll tell you this much. Bobby Wood Jr. is just a baseball player. That's what he is. And anybody would be lucky to have him on their team. But he's going for a second all-star appearance. So props to Bobby doing that. Of course, you can go watch him in the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. Unfortunately, I can see Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens, they went ahead and started him yesterday. So you're not going to see Paul. You know what? Weren't you looking forward to a 1-0 game, though? Like a 1-0 Paul Skeens loss? Because that's what it would have been, Rob. He consistently goes out there and deals, you know, 5 innings, 6 innings, and the Pirates don't score. So it's got to be frustrating to him. But coming up next, ESPN put out says surprise players for each NFL team. Little bit surprised who they picked for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let you know that next.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to The Drive. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton with you up until Josh Vernier takes over talking about a little Royals and Pirates. By the way, I know the Mets have been here since the 2015 World Series, but it is fun that the Mets will be here this weekend. I'm actually looking forward to that, Rob. And it's perfect 10 years. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years since the Royals played the Mets in the World Series. That was fun, man. Like, that was nothing beat. 14 was fun, going to the World Series, playing the Giants and all that. But 2015, man, that was so fun because it's before the Chiefs kind of went on their run here and everything else. That was, like, that was an all-timer. That was an all-timer, that 15 series with the Mets. I don't know how you felt about that, Rob, when you saw that, but was that one of your best memories in sports, do you think, that 15 World Series?
We've talked about it, me and Carrington, on the show before. The 14-15 run with the Royals felt like such a fever dream of, like, it came out of nowhere. It felt like, you know, we knew the Royals were okay in 14. They got red hot in August. They then made the playoffs for the first time in my lifetime, and it was like, oh, man, then the wild card game, and it feels like it all happened in one big season. It was playoffs, losing to the Giants, Royals come back, they start throwing at people, and then they're the best team in baseball for a while in the AL in 2015, and then you look up, and they're back in the World Series. It was honestly some of the most fun I can remember, and I still think, if people are being honest with themselves, the Royals run in 14 and 15 has been more fun as a city than the Chiefs run have been, because the Chiefs run has been sustained success. This is what we expect. It has become the norm. The Royals were like, it was, came out of thin air and just grabbed the city by, took the city by storm. It was really, really fun looking back at it.
Would you think the Chiefs, if I said, would you put your money on it, Rob? The Chiefs would win two more before the Royals win just one again. I mean, that's not too far fetched, is it?
No, that's probably the number, 1.5. But yeah, you know, another two Super Bowls is a lot.
Like, I mean, but with Mahomes there and the way this team's been, the fact they've gone to 7 straight AFC title games, like, it's tough to bet against that.
It is. I mean, it's very tough to bet against. But I mean, it's hard to. I mean, it makes it sound like Super Bowls are guaranteed when in reality they are, in their own right, extremely difficult to acquire. Chiefs fans learned that last year, maybe the hard way, as they got walloped in New Orleans.
It's tough, but yeah, I remember 14 and 15, just fun, just every single night. I mean, it was much watched TV, what the Kansas City Royals are going to do, or must listen to if you're in your car and you're listening to the radio, or you're sitting on your deck with a beer, just get done mowing, let's see what the Royals are doing. But 13 kept us interested. 13 kept us interested all the way to the final weekend of the season, because the Royals weren't officially eliminated until that White Sox series, the last series of the year back then. But man, 14 and 15, that was just different, man. Just a different feeling. And I'll never forget the fans, just, you know, they'd be watching Quick Pitch or whatever, and the Royals highlights would be put on at the end. Like, what are they doing, man? They made the World Series in 14. Why aren't they getting the respect in 2015? And you know what? They earned that respect. You know, you're in the World Series in 14 and 15, despite what anybody nationally, MLB Network, ESPN, you name it, they have to cover you. They had to cover you. And I remember just sitting in that parking lot as we did our shows live there before their games, and you'd see ESPN with the Sports Center set, MLB Network guys were walking around, everything. It's like, they had to come to Kansas City. They had to cover this team because the Royals forced their hand because they made it all the way to the World Series, and they said, you're going to cover this team because guess what? You're not covering the World Series unless you cover the Kansas City Royals. But man, I digress. That was just opened up fun times in Kansas City. And of course, you got the World Cup coming next year. You had the NFL draft here. The sporting landscape in Kansas City is so much different than the way it used to be. The three Super Bowls, Mahomes and the Chiefs since then, what the Royals did in 15, winning it all, that banner, just banner crazy, man. But this town, it's just different, man, because it wasn't like this, man. It just wasn't like with Royals, you know, going dormant between 85 and, well, 2014, as far as, you know, punching their ticket and going to the postseason. 21 years for Chiefs playoff win. Now we're looking at a guy like Mahomes that's got 17 playoff wins. Yeah. There's kids that were born that then legally able to sit in a bar and drink a beer in the time that the Chiefs won a postseason game. I mean, you don't take this stuff for granted. But anyway, with the Mets coming, I plan on going to a couple of those games this weekend, Friday and Saturday, because I want to feel that again. I want to feel that excitement again. I can't wait. But ESPN, as they're currently in their list season, and we'll get to what maybe Patrick Mahomes thinks about list, because he told Kay Adams today, the Up and Adams, Kay Adams podcast that Mahomes did, he spoke about the list and the NFL Top 100 that's currently out. And last year, of course, he wasn't number one, but we'll get to that. But they all have their list. top quarterbacks, top divisions. I mean, you name it, there's always a list. Put a list out, and they got it. So ESPN was tasked the biggest surprise for each team coming out of training camp or going to training camp. And when you think of Chiefs, you know, what are you thinking? Who's going to be the biggest surprise? You could text in 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Feel free to text in who you consider maybe going to be the biggest surprise for the Kansas City Chiefs. What you've maybe seen or heard from rookie minicamp and mandatory minicamp and the expectations going forward. You would think, okay, maybe it's George Karloftis. You know, he's already a guy that been a damn good player, but you think, all right, this is where he takes that next step. This is where he gets that career high in sacks. This is where he gets 12 sacks in this season. Maybe it's Trent McDuffie just, you know, solidifying himself as the best corner in the National Football League. Maybe those are your choices. Maybe Isaiah Pacheco, you know, has that complete bounce back and finally gets 1,000 yards. He hadn't got, of course, has been injured last year. He's got a couple rings. I think, okay, maybe it's Isaiah Pacheco because they bring in Kareem Hunt. They go out and get Elijah Mitchell, draft Rashard Smith, and maybe having the pressure and other guys to look over your shoulder, you think maybe that's the guy. I don't know, man. But ESPN picked Rashard Smith. The seventh round running. I know Rob loves running backs, man. I know Rob is big. I'm kidding, by the way. I mean, I think Rob likes him, but maybe not in the first round or second round. Well, Rashard Smith, Rob, is seventh round pick, man. The Chiefs got, you know what? As Chris Unocero and I sat here covering the entire draft, you know, we kept doing waiting and waiting and waiting. Is it going to happen? Is it ever going to happen? Then boom, the seventh round, they make a trade with the Patriots. They go out and get Rashard Smith out of SMU. And this is what ESPN said about him. Said, judging from how he was utilized in offseason practices, the Chiefs have plans for Smith, a seventh-round pick out of SMU. Smith was a wide receiver in college. He was a wide receiver down at the U before really not having much wear and tear on his body until this final year, this last year, when he was at SMU. But regardless, they say, Smith was a wide receiver in college before moving to running back for his final season. And the Chiefs showcased his versatility by getting the ball out of the backfield. From the slot, split out wide, Smith, of course, ran a 4.39 40 at the combine, so will fit in with other fast players. They mentioned Xavier Worthy. By the way, that's 4.21, fastest 40 time ever at the combine. Hollywood Brown, which is a 4.29 guy. And then they put Elijah Mitchell, which, by the way, ran a 4.32. And also, don't mention my dude, Tyquan Thornton, Rom, who's going to be trying to make this team as a sixth or seventh wide receiver. Do you realize that Tyquan actually had a 4.21 initially, and they thought he broke John Ross's record? This before Worthy. Did you realize that's what they clocked Tyquan at?
I didn't know Tyquan was your guy either.
Well, he's not, Rob, but he hit the camp guy. So Tyquan, he's not, but I'm rooting for Tyquan, all right? I heard good things about Tyquan. So I've always, he was second round pick, but he ran a 4.21. That's what it was clocked at. But then when they go back and look at the tape and the film and everything, they end up giving him a 4.29, which it's nothing to sneeze at as far as that's concerned. But there was about an hour or so that he thought he was the fastest man alive and beating John Ross's 40 time. But regardless, the Chiefs are just fast. They're just, the speed is back, man. This team has the speed. But Rashard Smith is interesting to me. And there was other running backs that went earlier, a lot earlier in the draft that you're kind of hoping for, at least I was. I know Chris was. We were looking and saying, all right, the Chiefs going to get, you know, Quinshon Judkins, but no, the Browns going to take two running backs, which is crazy. So all of a sudden you sit here and you go, Rashard Smith. Well, he's got that SMU going for him. Of course, Clark Hunt from SMU. But Rashard Smith is interesting. I don't see him as a bell cow. Matter of fact, I look at this draft as a lot of role players, to be honest with you. There's a few guys you would say, all right, this guy is going to be a starter. Like Josh Simmons, probably going to be a starter. Whether it happens this year, later in the year, or next year, obviously the injury, the patellar tendon, it's going to take Simmons a little while. But clearly, that's going to be a starter. I think Noel Williams could be the starter for this team out of this rookie class that we have. But Rashard Smith, who they put. And you think about it, Rob, I can't think of a guy more perfect for what Andy Reid wants. I mean, this is getting the ball, and of course the Chiefs had, what, only six passes last year, over 25 yards, air yards. This is a guy that can do it. The wheel route out of the backfield, he can do it. Like, I can imagine on second down, certain packages, he's split out wide, he's in the slot, He's doing a lot of things besides just being a running back, going to motion, getting a lot. Like, they can utilize Rashard Smith in a lot of different ways. And, of course, he can carry the football as well. But using his skills out of the backfield as that receiver, and I know they've worked on Isaiah Pacheco and his hands at training camp and all that, and P. Ryan gave the Chiefs a little bit of that last year, a guy that can steadily catch the ball out of the backfield, and don't sleep on Kareem Hunt. He can do the same thing. But I see Rashard Smith as a type of guy that can make a difference, and I think there's going to be times you look at the Chiefs season, you say, man, it's 3rd and 7. He just ran a wheel route for like 25 yards. Like, I can see Rashard Smith doing that. I like it, but again, I'm not saying a 7th-round pick should be your standout guy at training camp to this point, Rob. And I'll put this, Rashard Smith in previous years probably would have been a 4th or 5th rounder, not 7th.
So I don't want to come off like I'm anti-Rashard Smith, but if Rashard Smith is the biggest surprise to the Kansas City Chiefs, it means one of two things. One, Isaiah Pacheco got hurt again, which is possible. He battled injury most of last season. I know that he battled a little bit of a nagging injury the year they beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Isaiah Pacheco could get hurt. That happens to the position. Or two, Kareem Hunt continues his regression, because as much as he was when he first showed up in Kansas City last year, super important to the Chiefs finding some success, he ended the season with, what, a 3.8 yard, or even maybe worse than that, per carry.
Yeah.
He was a little bit of volume, not quality type running back. Either he's going to continue to regress and not be the guy Chiefs fans think, or Isaiah Pacheco gets hurt. Because the way the depth chart is currently listed, Rashard Smith is a 3rd stringer. So for a 3rd stringer to be a surprise, you're going to have to do something pretty impressive to surprise people, not just be a rotational, makes a few plays, a few ooh and ah moments. So I don't know he's a good surprise candidate because, and maybe it's semantics, I don't know what a surprise would be for Rashard Smith, because I don't think he's getting more than 250, maybe 300 yards on the ground this year unless something is going wrong at the guys in front of him. And in that world, I don't think it's a surprise.
Like, I'm with you on this. Like, shockingly, when it comes to running backs and stuff, I've kind of backed up a little bit when it comes to them and their value. And I know that everybody was enamored by what Saquon Barkley did last year. Look, an NFL running back and be the difference on your team. And yes, Derrick Henry did great things in Baltimore, although no rings. Yes, Saquon brought a ring, but the Super Bowl wasn't about Saquon. I mean, he was just a piece. That the Super Bowl was about their defense. And it was about Jalen Hurts. It was more than that than Saquon Barkley. But they got there because of him. I'll get that. But how would you say the carries? Because I definitely have my thoughts on the wide receivers as far as the kind of yards I expect from them. And, of course, Rice is the wild card there because we don't know if there's going to be a suspension or not. Maybe there's not. There probably will be at some point, but I don't want to really put numbers on him. But as far as running backs, I'm curious your thoughts on that, Rob. Like, who you'd have as the leading rusher, maybe. Does anybody even get 1,000 yards in your mind?
I actually am right now buying Isaiah Pacheco stock. Okay. I don't know that he's going to be a 1,000-yard guy, but if you look back at, I believe it was 2 seasons ago, when he was at his healthiest, Isaiah Pacheco was a 900-yard type of back. So I think Pacheco can get back to that. And by the way, that was with Jerick McKinnon on the roster. That was not just, hey, it's Isaiah Pacheco and no one else. They had other guys on the roster.
And keep in mind, last 2 years, McKinnon was here. The first half of the season, he was only a blocking back, right, before they started utilizing him, just to keep the wear and tear.
So I think you're going to see the bulk of the yardage come from Pacheco. He's going to be a 900-yard type of back this year. Right. I think we're going to have a conversation in about 6-7-ish months about if the Chiefs should be looking to extend Pacheco. I will be saying no on that date, but I think that's a conversation that's coming because Pacheco is going to get back to being healthy. I think fans have kind of slept on Pacheco. I think he became a little bit of a whipping boy last year because he came back and rushed himself back from injury. So I think there's going to be 900-ish yards there. I don't know, another 250 to 4 from Kareem Hunt, and then Rashard Smith's kind of a get in where you fit in. So I don't know there's an opportunity for him to be a surprise. But
Will he have more yards receiving than running?
Smith?
Yes.
Yes.
Agree.
But I don't think it's because it's going to be like 1,000 to 500. I think it's going to be like 175 to 150. It's going to be you're going to have to scroll down your Pro Football Reference page to find his stats. I don't think he's going to be the top of the page.
No. Do you think, how many running backs do you have him keeping?
3. I think Carson Steele is going away.
You think he's going away? You don't think he'll be purely identified as fullback? I know he can do both. But you, that is a role in a position where they can say, all right, you're technically our fullback and we're going forward with you.
Let me ask you this.
Because that could happen.
How many tight ends do you have in keeping? Because that's always the I feel like
three.
It's like Groundhog Day in St. Joe. And I know we're 2 weeks from them reporting to the dorms and 15 days away from them actually being on the football field in St. Joe. And I feel like the conversation in early August, late July is always this. Are they going to carry a fullback or are they going to carry four tight ends? Because remember, they had Blake Bell as that H-back tight end type. Last year, they had Carson Steele as a more fullback type. This year, they got Noah Gray. They got Travis Kelce, obviously. They got Jarrett Wiley coming back from injury. And then they have that kid from Clemson everyone's enamored with, Jake, the UDFA. Like, if you're going to make one of them an H-back, you know, tight end type, then I don't think you need to carry Carson Steele. So I have them carrying three running backs and four tight ends. I think that's kind of what this team likes to do best. Like they do with Blake Bell and Noah Gray. And that was when they had, who was the Jody Fortson? That's kind of how I view them this season.
Little Jody.
But I think they're at three.
Okay. So if you say three there, so is Elijah Mitchell getting cut then?
Oh, I forgot about Elijah Mitchell. Then four, excuse me. I think Carson Steele is out. I think there's no fullback this year. I think it's an H-back type.
So that could definitely be a practice squad guy then.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell, you're saying not just all types on the roster, Mitchell.
Correct.
Kind of you can still pull him up for a couple games.
I think he's going to be C.J. Spiller.
C.J. Spiller, Mr. Stay at the Residence Inn because you never know who we're going to call you.
Don't leave the Motel 6, but also don't come to work today.
CJ was a hell of a time. Remember last year with Kareem Hunt, though? And here's the thing with Pacheco. Is he going to get in that circle of trust with Andy Reid? Because what did you notice happen? I know when he came back from injury, I don't think we saw – I mean, I don't think it's a stretch to say it wasn't 100% Pacheco. Would you agree on that? Because when you watch the games at the end of the year, it was Pacheco getting the ball. Well, they would use Pacheco until it got around halftime, and then it was Kareem Hunt, and then the second half was all Kareem Hunt on third and one. Fourth and one is all Kareem. It's kind of what they did as far as the trusting. Now, as far as tight ends on the roster, Rob, I see Kelce, I see Gray, and I see Wiley. Benningstuhl and stuff like that, I can see being on the practice squad, to be honest with you. Now, how many receivers are you keeping? You going six or are you going seven? Because I think that does matter.
As I count it off in my head, I have them at six. I'll do this.
Everyone but they're typically seven.
Everyone loves counting on the radio, so here we go. You got your obvious ones, your big three. Do I need to go through Brown, Worthy, Rice?
Yeah, I assume so. Worthy, Brown, Rice, Brown, and Brown.
Brown, Worthy, Rice. Juju is safely on.
You think so? Safely. You're saying safely, okay.
I think Juju is a safe.
So that's four.
I think they're going to keep carrying Sky Moore.
I
don't think they're giving up on Sky Moore. He's cheap and can play special teams, so I think he's on the team. And I think then you end up with Nico Remigio, and I think those are your six.
So I have Worthy, Rice, and Brown. Those are the free spaces there. I actually think Tyquan makes it. And I wouldn't rule out Badger either because they really like what Badger can do. You've heard that name. You've heard them talk about that guy. Like, that, again, we're talking six or seven because what you want is guys that can be good in the return game because that's going to be crucial for this team. If you're making six or seven spots on this team at wide receiver, you're going to have the return power because now the ball is going to 35 instead of 30. They're going to have that kind of acumen. Juju, probably because he's been here, you would trust that. But here's the thing. You're forgetting about, you know, Jalen Royals, right? So that's, to me,
I did forget. That's
four locks right there. So if that's four locks. So then we're talking five, six, and seven. That's basically Juju, Elijah Badger, Sky Moore, Nico Remigio, Tyquan Thornton. So you got, you know, five or six guys fighting for three spots, Rob. If they kept three, if they just keep two, that's five or six guys for two spots. That makes the math pretty tough, doesn't it? That really makes it tough. That goes as far as how many running backs that the Chiefs end up keeping. There's going to be legitimate competition, not for the starters, you see, because we know who the starters are basically going to be for this team, both on offense and defense. But this training camp at St. Joe's is going to be about the depth. It's going to be about which corners you're keeping. Can Noel Williams get his way into the starting roster? Can he push Jalen Watson? What's Fulton's job going to be that came over for the Chargers? How much are they going to rely on him? And then the wide receivers, to me, are really interesting. because I don't think it's a guarantee even for Juju to say he's on this team. I don't think it's a guarantee to say Sky Moore. I think Sky Moore is probably the odd man out, to be honest with you.
I look at the way they treated Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and I feel like me and you had conversations, me and Carrington had conversations, text line felt like any minute now, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be cut, and they just kept bringing him back. They love guys they draft, especially early. I mean, outside of Breland Speaks, when Brett Veach drafts a guy early in the rounds, he's going to give that guy more than enough time to, you know, succeed or fail. I mean, even Kadarius Toney probably got an extra year in Kansas City longer than he should have.
No, he did. He did, but Juju obviously has the thing going for him that he played here before. And clearly that made a difference that even though he went to New England, didn't work out, it was the fact that the Chiefs trusted him. Didn't draft him, but there was a lot of trust in Juju's won a ring for this team. So they trust him. I just look at this team and think of Nico and then Juju. I'd put them all in that same category, man. I don't think it's a lock, man. I don't. Because I know they really like Thornton, and I know they like Badger, and I know they like some of these guys, some of these undrafted guys. So I'm just kind of curious how the math works out, how many tight ends. Because last year they kept seven. They kept just two running backs. It was just coming out of camp, it was just Pacheco and Clyde that made this team. And, of course, you didn't see Clyde right away. And there was Carson Steele that obviously, you know, led the MAC as a running back when he was at Ball State before he went to UCLA. But they did keep four tight ends last year. This is coming right after camp. It was Kelce, Gray, Wiley, and then Peyton Hendershot. You remember the great legendary Peyton Hendershot? He actually made this roster coming out of camp. So they did keep four tight ends. But again, that's sacrificing somebody in the running game because you just kept two, quote, running backs there beside loading up your practice squad. So curious if that math comes down. If the math comes down, says just Kelce, Gray, and Wiley, then what are you going to do? How many running backs, how many wide receivers are you going to keep? I think this is where the math gets interesting for the Kansas City Chiefs in which direction they go. That gives you something to go to St. Joe and watch because you're going to be inundated with it. You're going to see it. You're going to get the clips on X. You're going to get the social media clips. You're going to see Noah Gray going deep for 80 yards. And you're like, whoa, look at Hollywood Brown. I mean, that's the kind of Chiefs team we thought we were going to see last year, and obviously that changed with the injuries. But regardless, coming up next, though, we all know the Chiefs played their first game, real game, regular season game in Sao Paulo, Brazil. So coming up next, the steps to Sao Paulo.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The dog days of summer are upon us, and in Kansas City, that means one thing.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
Chiefs football is around the corner. The Drive gets you ready with a Chiefs topic every day, from now until the start of the regular season.
You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs!
The steps to Sao Paulo.
And welcome back to The Drive as we're getting closer and closer to the Chiefs 2025 campaign. And of course, Rob, things start off in Brazil.
Yep, Bank, today in the steps of Sao Paulo, we are 8 days away from the franchise tag extension deadline, and we are inching closer and closer. Let's talk a little about Trey Smith. Are you confident the Chiefs are going to get a long-term deal done with their right guard? Because both fiscally and for the actual football team on the field, it makes no sense to, in 20 and 25, carry a franchise tag player, even at the tag number Trey is carrying. Are you confident the Chiefs will get a deal done with their right guard before time expires on July 15th at 3 p.m.?
Yeah, because it's one of the few deals in the NFL franchise tags. Teams did not go franchise tag crazy this year, but yes, I think they can get a long-term deal with Trey Smith. I'll say this to you, Rob. If I told you, how many Chiefs players do you think are the top paid players at their position? Take all the starters. Take 11 on offense, 11 on defense. Throw two specialists in there. Throw a punter and a kicker in there. So take 24 guys. So to the NFL, top 24 guys on each team, meaning the starters, how many do you think belong to the Kansas City Chiefs as far as highest paid at those positions?
So that's right now, before Trey ever gets extended. Right
now. For right now.
Is Kelce number one tight end? They're at one. I know Creed Humphrey's one. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're carrying anyone else right
now.
There's
somebody else on Trey's defense.
Trey's franchise tag doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Chris Jones. Chris Jones won a defensive tackle. Chris Jones,
one specialist.
Butker's number one at kicker.
Harrison Butker. So there's three.
Because Mahomes isn't one. Kelsey's not one. Jawan Taylor might be one among right tackles.
You get it right. It's Humphrey, Chris Jones, and Harrison Butker. Those are the three guys right now. But here's why I put four. Because Trey Smith's going to be there. Because I think they're going to get this deal done. So that would make the Chiefs having four. And you can't keep doing this, Rob. And it's kind of a blessing and a curse for Brett Veach and the drafts and how good he's done. Because what happens, because you look at this, right? Creed Humphrey, that's a second-round pick by Veach. Chris Jones, second-round pick, even though it wasn't Veach. He's right before Veach, but he was here, part of the staff. Harrison Butker might go down as Brett Veach's best move he's ever made when he comes over from the Carolina Panthers on that practice squad, started that 17 season. Remember the red shirt year there from Mahomes when Alex Smith started, but that was Butker's first year. So you're thinking guys that he's not exactly grabbing in the first round. You're saying those are the guys you got to repay. No, he's making those guys that weren't drafted in the first round for the Chiefs, which shows you how much more impressive it is considering the Chiefs drafts. I remember, 2 years ago going into season 21 of the previous 22 draft picks were still on the roster for the Kansas City Chiefs in some shape or fashion, practice squad or whatever, which is unbelievable. But you're thinking, you know, Trey Smith, you're taking the sixth rounder, you're going to be paying him like a first rounder, probably going to get highest paid money at any guard in the NFL, a guy you didn't even sniff the first night or the second day of the NFL draft. That's impressive. That's damn impressive. And then you think about the money that L'Jarius Sneed got paid when the Chiefs moved him onto the Titans. You know, you're talking a fourth-round pick. You know, you just think about this team and where they're built. Yeah, Mahomes is a first-round pick. He's living up to that. He's doing it. Kelce is a third-round pick. Obviously not Veach, but still a third-round pick. The Chiefs have made their hay, and they've built their Super Bowl runs on guys that aren't first-rounders. But it gets guys like Trey Smith that I think would have been a first-rounder had not been for the health concerns coming out of college. I think the Chiefs did the right thing. And that was a weird year when Trey Smith was taken too, because remember, COVID was going on, the combines. People weren't getting the medicals until right before. But the Chiefs did a great job in vetting Trey Smith in realizing what kind of guy they were getting. Not only is Trey Smith a great football player, he's a good dude too. And that stuff matters. It's like he's embraced Kansas City. He's embraced charity events. Heck, he goes down to Mitch Holtis' hometown and does things like that because that's the kind of guy he is. He showed up to mandatory minicamp when a lot of times guys with that franchise tag, well, did it shock you, Rob, that he showed up to minicamp? Because he did. And there he is out there, you know, on the practice field. Did that surprise you at all to see Trey Smith? Because he didn't have to come. Because a lot of times they don't.
It didn't, only because he had signed the tag so quick. If he had kind of waited out the tag and we had been sweating it into, you know, training camp, it would have surprised me. But he's going to take his, was it $23 million? Well, I don't know the number.
No, he's going to take it. But Trey Smith is a guy, he's grateful for the Kansas City Chiefs taking that shot and that stab of drafting him and him earning that keep. I'll never forget, we did a training camp special up there that first year of Trey Smith. And I'll never forget Mitch Holtis. It was me and I think it was Dusty. Dusty was with me. We were doing a training camp special. And here comes Mitch Holtis. This is going to be the first day of when the veteran showed up. And it was on the weekend. He goes, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Trey Smith out here with the starting group. And there he was. And he hadn't looked back. It was Trey Smith there. But the Chiefs, they knew exactly what kind of player they were getting. The Chiefs don't exactly draft people that have big injury concerns in college and health concerns in college. They kind of back away from that, to be honest with you. It's not something they typically do. But they did it with him. And they did it with him for a reason, because they know who and what kind of guy they've got. Like, this guy's a pro's pro. And, you know, I know that stuff doesn't really mean a ton, but you know, it's a guy you can stick on your Hallmark movies like they did last year. That's fine. But he's a damn good player. And he's a beast. He's a terror when he's on the football field. You go back to high school and his coach, you know, tell him, hey, man, you're a big enough dude, start leveling people. And he did, man. This guy is pancake central in what he does. He's intimidating. He brings the swag to the offensive line because nobody's looking for that enforcer, that intimidator. That's him. That's if you're an opponent, you're looking, hey, you got to face Trey Smith. But he's been a team guy. Because like I said, the Chiefs go out and they take the chance on Trey Smith. And I'll never forget, he put a Chiefs hat on. It was one of these COVID things where, you know, guys were doing their media interviews from that, and that's what they were doing. But he had a Chiefs hat. And where he was drafted, keep this in mind, six-round picks don't have all the team's hats. They just don't. First-rounder and second-rounders typically do. They get every team's hat, and they just take the team that drafted them, throw that hat on. He did it. He had a Chiefs hat, meaning there was some serious interest in Trey Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs. But he kind of bought into who and what this team is. He's been a team guy. Now, he's not going to take a home team, you know, hometown discount. That's not what you expect. But they want to pay. There's certain guys, you see how they're molded, how they're constructed. You're saying, all right, they're going to take care of this guy long-term because he took care of them. You took care of them. They have this loyalty to you. You've got this loyalty to them. I mean, I look at Trey Smith and kind of what he means for the protection for Mahomes and how important he is, and I think they realize that, and they should, because Mahomes deserves the best line he can get, in which he needs a lot better line than the way they performed last year in the postseason. He deserves the top receivers because you have one time in your life to have a quarterback like that, and you got to take care of him. But Trey Smith, I do believe, gets that deal done, Rob. He's just too much of a Kansas City dude, man. Like, he's too much in that club. You know what I mean, Rob? There's just some guys that you, like, wonder. Like, you're talking about Pacheco stuff. We think he gets that other contract or whatever. Like, Trey Smith's a dude that I can see getting it. 100%, I don't think there's any questions. They want that dude in the Kansas City Chiefs uniform for the long haul. Coming up next, though, as I mentioned, Patrick Mahomes is on the Up and Adams podcast, and he looked like he was at some kind of State Farm filming type thing. He was, so be prepared for that, because I said that he wasn't in a ton of commercials, but get ready for this one. But he made a lot of good comments. I cut some of those, comments he made. I watched the Joe Montana documentary this weekend, and all these things kind of tie in together between Mahomes and Montana, but he made some comments about Brady and what Brady thinks of him. And I think what Patrick Mahomes said, even though he typically is not going to say a whole bunch, I think he actually did in this. I'll tell you what that is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.